Meanwhile, beer is out and the hard stuff in. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the first day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, what is it that we hear about Amazon and New York City again? Investors turned a deaf ear to some lousy economic news today. You know that trucker shortage? Well, it's about to hit your wallet. Lyft is going public, and that gives us a look at the company's finances. The Humboldt T-shirt has grown into a major player. Raygun is going to be opening up a store in Chicago. Yeah, Kansas City was a winner, so why not take on the Windy City? We'll check the markets, and then because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView joins us to talk about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Yeah, how about that? We made it, kids. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. While the consumption of alcohol dropped in 2018, the biggest loser was, wait for it, beer. Americans drunk with options are turning away from beer at an alarming rate. Details tell us that U.S. alcohol consumption dropped last year, the third straight year of declines. The main culprit is the beer slump, with consumption of the classic American adult beverage down by 2.8% since 2015. That's despite continued growth for craft beer, which saw consumption jump by nearly 15% in the same period. So, there is an increased pressure on beer manufacturers to attempt to gain back market share, and sometimes the effort falls, well, flatter than a beer left on the counter overnight. Consider what we just saw during the most recent Super Bowl. Rather than the iconic Talking Frogs or Bud Bowl commercials that, well, it did. They delighted us back in the 80s and 90s. Remember that? The most memorable beer ad this year was from Bud Light calling out rivals for using corn syrup in their brewing process. The result? Well, farmers got mad. Coors Light and Miller Light both defended their ingredients in a heated Twitter battle, and eventually, Bud Light backed off. Bud Light has reason to shake the trees. The brew, which is by far the most popular beer in the United States, saw its sales drop by 17% between 2012 and 2017. So, what are folks turning to when it comes to consumption of adult beverages? The answer? The hard stuff. As one respondent said, quote, "I don't want the bloat and the carbs. Besides, with a shot of vodka, I get more bang for the buck," end quote. Never fear, though. You can belly up. St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. In a never-say-die moment, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is out to woo back Jeff Bezos. If you've been with us earlier in the week, you know that Amazon is now coming under pressure in Virginia, with some folks there saying they don't want the tech giant in their area. So what's a city to do? Well, how about a New York restart? Governor Andrew Cuomo has begged Amazon to reconsider its decision to back out of plans to bring 25,000 jobs to Queens after public criticism, while in Northern Virginia, the company is facing protests and calls for hearings on a similar project. 18 months after the e-commerce giant lost its search for a second headquarters, the company's site selection plans are no less controversial. In the latest sign that the argument isn't over, New York civic leaders published an open letter to Amazon Chief Executive Officer Jeff Bezos promising that Cuomo will personally oversee state approval and a package of tax incentives totaling about $3 billion and apologizing for the rough and not very welcoming debate that prompted the company to withdraw. Cuomo himself did not sign the letter, but the New York Times reported that he has made a personal pitch to Bezos in an effort to revive the deal. Now, if you want some more about the deal between Amazon and New York City, we've got a great piece from Mayor Bill de Blasio up on our radio blog. Stay tuned. This ain't over yet. Well, investors made the choice to ignore some lousy economic news today, and stocks climbed. However, stocks did come off their highs following the release of some disappointing economic data. The Institute for Supply Management released data showing U.S. manufacturing activity expanded at its slowest pace since November of 2016. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index came in below expectations for February. The Atlanta Federal Reserve GDP Now model also showed an estimate of just 0.3% gain for the first quarter GDP. Investors? They're having none of that. Instead, they looked at the gains in February, where the S&P 500 is off to its best start since 1991. The S&P 500 is up by more than 11% for the year along with the Dow. The NASDAQ Composite, meanwhile, is up by 13.5%. So how did the markets do today? We will have the numbers coming up in the Wall Street Report. If you're a regular listener to the Business News Hour, you know we've had a couple of stories about the dire situation regarding a lack of truck drivers. Well, now comes word that this shortage of truckers is about to hit you in your wallet. And very soon. Here's the story. McDonald's longtime distributor Martin Brow is raising delivery fees. That will impact low menu prices. Add to that the fact that Procter & Gamble, Church & Dwight, and Hasbro are all sounding the alarm that higher freight fees could be passed on to consumers of everything from Crest toothpaste to Arm & Hammer cat litter to My Little Pony figurines. It's all because transport companies can't find drivers. The fact of the matter is, America simply doesn't have enough truck drivers to deliver all the stuff we buy. It's not new, but many retailers are now just feeling the pain as annual shipping contracts are being renewed. That has trucking companies scrambling to find ways to keep costs down while still being attractive to job seekers. So, how much money can a driver make? Well, drivers who own their own trucks and pay their own expenses can make gross pay of as much as $250,000 a year and receive a hiring bonus of $5,000 by joining J.B. Hunt Transport Services, that according to the company's website. The trucking giant is also advertising long-haul positions that pay $65,000 a year plus a $2,500 hiring bonus and requires only 3 months of experience and promises little lifting of freight. As expenses and salaries rise, so too does the cost of moving freight. And that, my friends, is going to hit you in your wallet. Now you know. Well, Lyft inched closer to becoming the first ride-hailing company to make a stock market debut by releasing its filing for an initial public offering today, revealing to the public a detailed look at its financial performance. Lyft's revenue was $2.1 billion for last year. That was double the previous year and up 528% from 2016. Its gross bookings, or the total value of the rides it sells before paying drivers, that reached $8 billion last year, 76% above the prior year and 323% above 2016 bookings. But the company has been operating with heavy losses. It posted a loss of $911 million for last year, which climbed from $688 million in 2017 and $682 million back in 2016. For the IPO, the company expects to be valued at between $20 billion and $25 billion. That's up from its current $15 billion valuation. Lyft plans to launch its two-week roadshow the week of March 18th. Reuters reported last week, setting up the company for an early April debut on Wall Street. Mike Draper, the founder of Raygun of Des Moines, Iowa, has been selling T-shirts with catchy sayings since 2007. He says he's been broke a couple of times, but he stayed with it. Now, according to the Des Moines Register, Draper will open up a store in the Windy City. Yep, Mike's headed to Chicago. A resident of Windsor Heights, Iowa, Mike now employs 70 people, and this venture out to Chicago is going to be a big one, especially since he's also opening another store in Cedar Falls. And that will be store number 6, in case you're counting. The company has been opening up a store every 18 months or so for the last couple of years. If you've never been to Raygun, it's a must go. Just walking around the place gives you a good case of the chuckles. They've got a great group of creatives there, and it shows. Raygun, headed to the Windy City. Well, stocks rose today as investors built on the market's strongest start to a year. in nearly three decades. The S&P 500 ended the day up 0.7% or 19 points, closing at 2803. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 110 points higher to close at 26,026 as Nike outperformed. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ Composite advanced 0.8 to end the day at 75.95, led by gains in Amazon. The S&P 500 traded around the key 2800 level for most of this week, briefly breaking above it on Monday and Tuesday on an intraday basis. Decreasing trade tensions between China and the U.S., along with a declining fear of tightening monetary policy from the Federal Reserve, well, that helped propel stocks higher this year. Bloomberg News reported yesterday that U.S. officials are getting a final trade deal ready for President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to sign around mid-March. However, the abrupt end to the talks with North Korea have given some folks in China pause that if Trump doesn't get exactly what he wants, he'll walk away from that as well. Gold today took a big hit on the strength of equities. The precious metal was down a whopping $23.20 to close at $1,292.90 an ounce. Crude oil lost $1.47 to end the day at $55.75, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.75%. When we come back, it's Jeff Pitts. Well, because it's Friday. Jeff Pitts is from City View Magazine. They know what to do because they are City View. And he'll be taking a look at stuff to do this weekend into next week. And that is coming up next here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.